Bellevue Republican Brian Moore says he and his family have a lot of experience with all-terrain vehicles, which are primarily meant for recreation or for work around the farm.
And I have 8 kids. They've all ridden on our four-wheelers on the farm. I've had 2 kids that have had little accidents with them, and it's been in the pastures where they didn't know there was a washout spot, or one didn't know where there was a creek bank.
And when farm kids get their driver's licenses, they can operate ATVs on public roadways because farmers have an exemption. Also, some cities and counties allow ATVs on the roads for any licensed drivers. But Moore wants uniform approval statewide, so he sponsored the bill to allow off-road vehicles on the road, no matter what county you're in. Enthusiasts say tourism would benefit. Critics say ATVs aren't safe on the road, so the stage is set for another showdown when lawmakers reconvene in January. Jackson County Deputy Sheriff Terry Rowling came to the State House to argue for the bill.
People say to me, I would ride my ATV on the roadway, and I would register it if I could ride it there, but I'm not, so I'm not registering it. The revenue that Iowa is losing.
Under the bill, operators would pay a registration fee and put license plates on their ATVs if they want to ride them on the roads. The deputy sheriff says that would help law enforcement track down thefts of the vehicles. Hull Republican Dwayne Alon says a law in neighboring South Dakota allowing off-road vehicles on the road seems to be working.
And I've seen the ATVs on the highways in the city of Sioux Falls and have not heard any real big concerns or problems. There are other aspects to focus on besides the possibility of accidents.
But the possibility of accidents is first and foremost on the minds of the critics. That includes the Iowa Department of Transportation's Mark Lowe. He cites a University of Iowa study.
And since 1998, fatal road crashes are increasing twice as fast as fatal off-road crashes. And those road crash victims are likely to suffer severe trauma and 3 times more likely to suffer traumatic brain injury.
UI research scientist in emergency medicine Jereen Denning conducted the study.
Basically, no matter what you measured, ATV crashes on the road were worse than ATV crashes off the road. More fatalities, more head injuries, more severe head injuries, more passenger deaths.
And that's often, she says, because of operators losing control at higher speeds. The Democratic-controlled Senate balked at the bill last year, and some Democrats in the House, like Sally Stutzman of Riverside, voted against it.
I can't deny what I hear coming from the people who have studied the statistics and about the safety issues.
But for some in the GOP, like Brian Moore, the state should let people decide for themselves what's safe.
I think a lot of this comes back to personal responsibility.
Critics say if the bill becomes law, they hope it will include a safety measure. Last year's bill did not. They say if you're going to operate an off-road vehicle on the road, you should get some special training, as some motorcycle operators do. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.